We have an amazing God who has given us free will. We have the ability to choose. In fact, it's part of being built in the image of God, the fact that we can choose. We have free moral agency. And Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, points that out very clearly. In fact, God tells us in a very powerful, positive way about our free will. Deuteronomy 30, 19 says, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. And that's the nature of life. We have different paths that we can choose. And so God says, this is life. You can choose to go His way, God's way, or a different way. One is life, one is death. One is blessing, one is cursing. And the amazing part about this section of Scripture also points out God's perspective. Because God just doesn't say, well, good luck figuring out what's best. That's not the kind of God we have. God says this, therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. So that reminds us, we've got a God on our side. He wants the best for us, and He's going to help us make those right choices. And in fact, in the very next verse, in verse 20, He says this. He says, in a sense, how to choose life. He says, first of all, that you may love the Lord your God. So that's certainly one way that we do this very thing. If we're going to choose life, that means we've got to love God. That's got to be number one. Verse 20 reminds us of that. It also says, here's the path to life. Number two is obey. We obey. It says, love the Lord your God that you may obey His voice. Then it follows with a third thing. The third thing He mentions here is to cling. To cling to Him. And literally, that word in Hebrew means to be stuck to, stick to God, stick with God, no matter the circumstances of your life. And it says, He is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers. And so here we have a beautiful formula for choosing. Choose life. Be sure that we put God first, that we follow His way and never, never let go with God. Always stick to Him. And ultimately, that will be truly exercising our free moral agency. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.